This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. World leaders and diplomats framed the fight against global warming as a battle for human survival during opening speeches at the COP27 climate summit in Egypt on Monday.
We need all hands on deck for faster, bolder climate action. A window of opportunity remains open, but only a narrow shaft of light remains.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, as the stark messages echoed by the heads of African, European, and Middle Eastern nations alike, sent an urgent tone as governments began 2 weeks of talks in a seaside resort town to figure out how to avert the worst of climate change. A new report says hundreds of animals, including elephants and endangered zebras, have died in Kenyan wildlife preserves during East Africa's worst drought in decades. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The report says more than 200 elephants have died. Research scientist Jim Justice Nyamo says elephants' need for water puts a big drain on supply.
240 liters of water per day. And it's the drought. It's something to do with water. And food.
This is Kenya's worst drought in 40 years. Veterinary Dr. Isaiah Ololo says elephants and other animals are affected by more than just a lack of water. A Kenyan sanctuary is looking after elephant calves. Many have been made orphans by the drought. I'm Ed Donahue.
Ukraine accused Russia of looting empty homes in the southern city of Kherson and occupying them with troops in civilian clothes to prepare for street fighting in what both sides predict will be one of the war's most important battles. In recent days, Russia has ordered civilians out of Kherson in anticipation of a Ukrainian assault to recapture the city. The only regional capital, Moscow,